Welcome to Low Standards and Pours. Sunday, July 12th, about 3 minutes after 9 Eastern Standard Time, beautiful night in Detroit City, episode 15. How is everybody doing today? We are doing well. Just a little bit of Hall & Oates for you guys. Do you see?
So, a relaxing evening then?
Let me turn this down.
Yeah, turn it down.
Sorry. Just a little intro music. What's going on there, buddy?
So, we got to work on the logistics of the intro music and outro music because it sounds horrible coming through the speakers.
All right, well, we'll work on that.
Love you dearly. Thanks for trying, but yeah, we'll figure it out.
I'm having problems with my audio. I think the $10,000 we spent on our podcast equipment here is breaking down.
Yeah, the $10,000. Are you talking dollars or yen?
Yeah. Last time I buy anything from Kmart, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's what happens. So what's going on, man? What you up to? What's the day?
Nothing. How was your weekend?
There was one. It worked the whole time. Spent the whole time working.
Did you? Yeah. Make any money?
A little bit.
That's good. Glad to hear it.
Enough to make a difference. Be able to buy name brand socks instead of cheap off brand.
I got you.
Are you even paying attention, or what are we doing? What are you thinking about? What's going on? You sound distracted.
I'm disconnecting my equipment here because nothing seems to be working tonight like usual, and okay. I think my little external speaker here is bit in the dust, so to speak. So can you hear me okay? Yeah.
I'm here. Yeah, I can hear you fine.
All right.
Swapped out. I, the nice studio headphones that we've been using. I've been using them for our podcast last couple times, and now I went back to the crappy old Apple ones, and they work just fine.
Yeah.
Earbud things. Yeah, it works just fine.
That's what I'm using. I just plugged in my earbud in my my Mac here. It seems to be working a lot better than
you gotta do that so that whatever.
Yeah. Right. So what are we talking about today? Today I'm not the host. Bill is. Bill's the host today. You are the host.
I'm barely awake, so I mean, it's like, because if I were the host, then I would be talking about the stuff you didn't want to talk about.
Of course, I told you I can't ease up on that.
Yeah, and I know that's how you are. You know, you don't want to get serious. I just have fun, lighthearted chat, and I'm fine with that. But at one of these times, if we're gonna get big, we're gonna have to stir the pot a little bit.
No, it's good. It's good. And, I was just not prepared, so.
Are we ever prepared? Are we
never? No, that's the whole thing about this podcast. It's not being prepared.
It would definitely procrastination. It would require effort and what's the other word? I can only think of one word that sounds like that.
Yeah, so, probably effort.
In case you couldn't tell, I'm sitting outside. I got dogs barking in the background. I got neighbors out next door grilling, and they're all having this is a beautiful day.
You know, Willie's
get to sit down and relax.
Willie's live, you know that.
Yeah, I know. He's here. Did you put him on the thing?
No, he hasn't called in yet, so.
Well, he'll call in when he feels like it.
Yeah, we'll let him sit there and fester.
That doesn't matter. We haven't said anything yet.
I know. We're just getting started.
Yeah, and so
I think we have 4,000 downloads as of today.
Really?
Yeah, we're 4,000.
Like 4,000 people have downloaded. What? You're full of it.
Yeah, I'm full of it.
There's 38 people that have downloaded this thing. and 7 of them are related to us, so.
right.
And the other 17 are friends. I don't even know if that adds up, so I don't even care.
So you worked all weekend, eh? Willie, what'd you do? Oh, Willie, chime in if you want, but not. Yeah, you do what you want.
Let's get going on a topic before we let other people chime in on this.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
This is really just a short topic, unless we want to make it longer and we actually have stuff. But it was just it, as I was driving around, you know, going to and from work, and something struck my brain. It's, you know, maybe it was something I was listening to on the radio, or I don't know. When you get tired and you're old, your brain starts moving all different directions.
Yeah.
And it just struck me as like, you know, what is a friend? You know, what do you, how do you define friend, and what type of, you know, here we are in our 50s now. And,
right.
You know, we've had high school friends, we had college friends, we had grade school friends. And
sure.
You know, what's the difference between a friend and an acquaintance these times? Now that we're old farts. And I mean, I run into people all the time that, you know, I told you about the realtor guy who I went to grade school with.
Yeah.
Who knew one of my loan officer boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They ran into each other, and the loan officer boy says, yeah, hey, let's see if we can get this guy to handle this one deal. And he handed me the guy's card, and I looked at it. I go, yeah, I'll call him right now. I went to grade school with him. Should be no problem. He's like, what?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Small world. Somebody, interesting.
Yeah. But and there's so much of that small world stuff.
I know.
And then all of a sudden, you know, and you get old and stuff, and then it's like, well, there's – because I look at it this way. There's probably a handful of people that if they called me at 2 in the morning said that I need $1,000 to bail me out of jail.
Right.
Those people I wouldn't even think about it. It's like, yeah, I'll be there in a minute.
Right, or right.
I'll have to finance my left testicle, but I'll be there in a minute.
Right.
Because the right one's not worth as much.
You're probably like, Eric, you're just a little bit too far to bail you out of jail. You might want to call your mom.
Right. Well, right. Yeah. But again, it's one of those things like, you know, I mean, if you were really in a jam and you needed something.
Yeah.
I'd figure out a way to help you.
You'd be the first I'd call. Just to let you know.
Please don't. I mean, I don't mind you taking me up on it. But, you know, I wouldn't mind being the third or fourth call.
And, well,
you know, you can tell me, hey, seven people have already turned me down. I need your help. All right, whatever.
Yeah, I guess,
got you covered,
brother. I guess it depends where I'm at and how drunk I am.
Right.
Like, Bill, I need some help here, buddy.
Right.
Maybe if I'm in like Royal Oak or something, my mom can't, you know, she can't find me.
Right.
You're kind of somewhat a little bit close to Royal Oak.
I'm familiar minutes. With the area. I will not be your wingman.
just a walk in the park, Kazansky. What do you feel about Top Gun 2 coming out? You think it's going to be a big hit?
Who's in it?
I don't even know.
Scientology boy in it again?
Yeah. I heard that what's her name? God, Willis. No, it's Bruce Willis. What was her name?
Chicky?
Yeah, she kind of went south as far as like looks and stuff.
Well, I don't care. I mean, she's still, you know, can she act?
I anybody can act, Bill, but.
Right.
McGillis. Yeah, Kelly McGillis. Thanks,
Willie. I could probably act better than – I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
That really bothers me. I loved Top Gun, and I loved Risky Business. But
yeah. You know, Top Gun was ahead of its time. The soundtrack was incredible.
Well, but the other thing, both of those movies were well-written for what they were supposed to do.
Exactly. No, I agree. And
everything else I've seen him in has just been too much hype.
Yeah, no.
I'm just tired of the boy.
You know, I've gotten tired of, and I haven't seen too many movies lately. Yeah. Actually, I should say I haven't seen too many action movies lately. But
right.
What I've gotten tired of is that it must be a new way of filming, but it's all the flash. They flash from scene to scene to scene to scene, and they don't stay on one scene. You know, it's like a quick. They have one scene for 3 seconds, another scene for 3 seconds, another scene for 3 seconds. It drives me crazy. Like, you can't even focus on what's going on, you know?
What movie did they do that in?
Well, I don't know. It's those Tom Cruise movies. Those, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they smash them up, cars, shoot them, and, like, they, like, shoot a couple of guns, and they roll around, and the other thing blows up over here, and they roll around again, and it blows up over here, and the camera
jump cuts.
Yeah, they call them jump cuts.
I don't know. That's what I'm calling it because that's what it sounds like.
That sounds good. Yeah, jump cuts.
Yeah,
it just drives me crazy. You know.
Yeah, I like little flow, little something interesting in my shows.
There was an old movie called Bullet with Steve McQueen. You ever seen?
Oh yeah, best car chase.
Exactly, but you know how the whole car scene like leads up to this fiery crash. And what's cool about it is how I never saw that movie up until I went to a show at Pine Knob, and Smashing Pumpkins was headlining, and we were waiting for them to come on, and all of a sudden, Black and White, they have this car chase scene, right? And it's Steve McQueen, it's Bullitt in Black and White.
Right.
And we're all sitting there watching, it's dark out, it's probably like 9 o'clock, you know, whatever, July, August night, whatever, doesn't matter. But it's getting dark, and we're all watching this Black and White movie of this car chase, and I'm like, wow, what a great car chase, you know? And the show, and the car crashes. And that's how they started the show. That's how I found out about Bullitt. And this is years ago. I don't remember even seeing him probably 20 years ago. But it was great. But now it's just, I don't know. I mean, movies become more kind of generic, and, you know, I don't know. I'm not really digging them too much.
Nobody's doing anything original anymore. You know?
What was the last original movie you think you saw that really sticks out in your head? I mean, last original movie. I know what mine is, by far what mine is.
Well, it's going to require me to actually think about it.
All right, while you're thinking, I'm gonna say mine.
Tell me.
You ready?
Yeah.
You know what it is? Oh. Pulp Fiction.
Oh, I was going to say Blazing Saddles.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That was a good movie, but I don't know how original that was. It was definitely funny. Great cast. But Pulp Fiction was one that sticks in my head, Quentin Tarantino, about doing something completely so different. It kept my attention the whole time. It was like four or five stories in one. I loved it. I loved the movie. I thought it was great. It had shock appeal and our shock value, and it had some great storylines, I thought. But
there was one that actually jumps out at me. That is like one of those off the wall movies, and I think it was.
You're not gonna say Rudy, are you?
Who's Emilio Estevez's big brother, the crazy
Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah,
I believe Charlie Sheen was in this. It was a movie called The Wraith.
The Wraith.
Yeah, he's like the older brother or somebody, and he dies in a car crash because he was racing somebody, and the guy that. He was racing, cheated, and knocked him out of it, and dies in a car crash. He comes back to life in a car that just like is amazeballs, and just kills all the bad guys. It was just like a standard, revenge type movie, but there was just something about it that kind of there was a lot of cliche crap in it too, and there was just something that was interesting. I don't know.
God, when was that?
Late 80s.
Oh. Never even heard of it. The Wraith? R-A-C-E, The Wraith?
No, Wraith.
Wraith? Like W-R-A-I-T-H? Wraith?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. No, I've never heard of it. I'd have to look it up.
Oh, hey, did you see the thing? Nonsense is basically going to take over the world.
Excuse me? I was reading that, and I was trying to listen to you and read it at the same time. I got confused. What's he talking about? You guys spend time with us and provide problems.
Whatever he's doing to take over the world, I want to be part of it.
I do. I'm getting on his boss.
I think it'll be a lot of fun.
I'm getting on his boss.
I'm a hog. Willie, quit posting links. I'm not going to click any links. I love you dearly, but quit posting links. Oh, you remember The Wraith, Willie? Yeah. So anyways, but yeah, it's hard to think of what was like really a great original movie. Cause everything, themes are so repetitive anyway, and it all goes back to your mythology stuff in the first place. Anyway, all these themes have been written 2000, 6,000 years ago.
Right. Right.
And it's just the same themes that we've been telling with a different curve here and a different curve there. And, you know, just let the monkeys dance and entertain me. Make the curve at least interesting.
Sure.
I know the story. Make it interesting. You know what? I'll tell you what. The movie, it was on last night, and I started watching it. And
yeah.
I'm a sap, and my kids know it. And my daughter.
You started crying in front of your family?
my daughter comes in. I'm watching it in the background.
You're crying. Can you tell me if you're crying or not?
Will you zip it so I can get through the story and you'll hear?
Go ahead.
Gee, a little patience, boy, girl. Golly.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm listening now.
So I'm watching this thing, and my daughter comes in, and she goes, "Daddy, are you crying?" Did you see what just happened? And then I had to rewind and show. And now I actually recorded the next time it showed, and I have it saved on a DVR. But it's The Holiday with Cameron Diaz and Jack Black and some other Jude Law guy or whatever. I don't even know who he is. But you know, it's a rom-com, and it's like dumb, but honestly, I think Jack Black did his best acting in that movie. He was the most relaxed. He's the most believable character in that movie. I'm not even going to go through the whole thing, but there was a scene in the movie where it just threw me for a loop, and it had Jack Black and wasn't even in that scene, and it was fine. But there was this touching scene with the guy and his and the girl, and it was just like, oh my God, but I knew that it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because they foreshadowed it by the way she was talking about something.
Yeah.
And then that something happened with them. And it was just the cutest damn thing ever. And I'm like, really? And I'm just bawling my eyes out because I had two daughters too.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I just, and I'm like, really? This is stupid, dumb rom-com.
It's not that you're overly empathetic. It's because you have two daughters. You're crying.
No, it was cute the way they put it together. And then the best part actually is the one girl, a different character, meets up with this really old Hollywood writer guy.
Yeah.
And just has this wonderful platonic relationship with this 90-year-old guy. And she's just this kind-hearted person. And I just look at that and I'm like, that's how people are supposed to be.
Yeah.
They're supposed to take care of the others.
Right,
you know,
right.
And I just it touched me because there's, you know, we've had 4 months of absolute looniness going on around us in the world.
Yeah, and it's going to continue too.
And people are on edge and this, that, and the other. And, you know, I mean, I'm fairly sheltered from it all, and I'm kind of pleased about that. And, you know, but it's still pressing because it's like all this shit's going on, and I don't want it to be going on because I like when people get along.
Right, you right. No, I agree.
And it just bothers me. And I wish people would just shut up and go, all right, okay, I accept everybody.
Right, right.
You know, and quit trying to wear the goddamn mask. Just
yeah,
put your mask
on. Not a big deal.
Put your mask on, you
see. Not a big deal. Let's get this shit to go away.
We're not taking away your rights.
Yeah.
We're trying to save your life, you dumbass.
I don't know. Why is everybody got to be a cowboy, you know? It's like, it's crazy, you know?
I'll tell you, it goes to the stupid religion thing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
How so?
What do you mean, how so?
All right, never mind that. Never mind. Let's get
I'll
that.
Tell you how so, and I'll be brief. I'll be brief about it.
Yeah.
My book is right. My book is right. And my book is right. Your book and anything you believe in is wrong. You got to believe in my book. My book says I can do this.
All right.
And once you get into my book is wrong, that doesn't change, and it's perfect in the word of God or whatever deity you decide to call your book, then you get into a situation where you're not flexible, you're not willing to learn, and you think then that the earth was created 6,000 years ago, there was a giant flood, and two people started the whole world.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
6,000 years ago, you're a goddamn idiot.
Yeah, I believe that.
And put on your mask.
Right.
You know, we're not trying to take away your rights. Put on the damn mask.
Amen, brother.
And if you cough in my face, I'm punching your nose.
Yeah, I would expect that.
There's my laugh track. Thank you very much.
Yeah, should do stand up.
Can't do stand up.
I don't know.
Nobody would watch me. I'm not that funny.
Well, they might watch you. They wouldn't listen.
Yeah.
Anyways, so what were we going to talk about tonight? We had. We're
on some kind of friendship thing, and then we went off in the punji sticks, and I was just kind of trying to. That thought hit me. I was like, you know, how do you define a friend? I mean, what's an acquaintance? What's a friend? Now that we're in our old fart years,
Yeah.
You know, is the friend the guy that you go hang out with every third weekend and sit in front of the fire and have a drink or two? The neighbor down the street, is that a friend now? Or is that just an acquaintance that you hang out with?
That's a good point.
The friend's the one that you hang out with in the trenches.
Well, it definitely has something to do with trenches for sure.
It has to, doesn't it?
It does. It does. You know, it's a good question, Bill. It's you know, a lot of my friends become I don't know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, they all had got married and had kids, and you know, much like yourself, and some of them you don't hear from anymore, and all of a sudden they become you know, empty nesters, and the phone starts to ring again. It's like, are we friends? Are we not friends? Do you just pick up where you left off? Is it a big deal? I don't know. How do you judge that? You know.
Well, I'll tell you, I've got a couple friends like that Willie character that I didn't talk to in 15 years or whatever.
Because
the same thing. But honestly, I would imagine, and you know, he'll tell us yes or no. Bill, you're full of
I'm waiting for him to type something in.
You know, I would imagine we start right where we were.
Yeah.
We were buddies before.
Yeah.
And life happened. And then we now have time to hang out and do stuff and talk and this and that. Well, we're buddies again. Can't say that. I was kidding.
Do you think it's different for women and guys?
It
seems like women are more catty about it. Guys are like, well, I haven't talked to you in 20 years, but hey, let's go out and have a beer.
Well, right. Guys can catch up in 10 minutes and be perfectly fine. Right. There's no interruption. Exactly. It's like, I was with you 15 years ago on a Thursday. It's now 15 years later on a Friday. What's the difference?
Yeah. Willie was probably dragging you in the back of the car after the Cramps concert saying, you got to go home now. And
that's probably less than we were both stumbling home. It was awesome. but it was just, you know, it's that thing where, where is it going to go with this? I don't know. You say words for a while.
No, I'm just kind of thinking, I'm listening to you, but you know, it's, I don't know. I mean,
The guys and girls thing. You want me to go on that?
Yeah, go ahead if you want to.
With girls, there's more relationship stuff to get together, and it goes back to the, you know, hunting and gathering. Women were the gatherers, and men were the hunters. And when you hunt, you need to be quiet all the time.
Yeah, right?
Because otherwise you scare away the prey, and so you develop this way of communicating without saying anything.
Right.
And getting all your points across without saying anything. And we've been doing this for 10,000 years, if not longer, as hunter-gatherers, what have you. And so it's ingrained in us as men that we just pick up and just go with it.
Right, you know what I mean? Right.
It's like, all right, you said that thing and you said that thing and you said that thing. Well, I'll fill in the blanks. Cool. Let's go have a beer.
Sure, sure.
You know? Yep. Whereas women sit around, they're sitting around picking berries and planting things or whatever, and you know they have to talk to each other all the time to keep the predators away. They'll go, oh yeah, there's loud things happening, so the predators will stay away, and then you know it's also to make sure that no one got eaten. They haven't talked in a while; they might have got eaten. I don't know. That's just a weird theory of mine.
Well, it gives make sense a little bit. Not what I was expecting, but
girls can get a little catty about that kind of stuff.
Get a little catty, yeah. I think they kind of, you know, why haven't you called? And you know, we're not friends because you haven't called. Blah blah blah. And you're friends with, you know, Lucy. You're not friends with me. And guys are just like, hey, you know, what have you been doing? You know, whatever. You just kind of pick up where you left off. You know,
right?
I don't know. I mean, what about like telling your deepest, darkest secrets? Does that mean anything? Like if I told you like a bunch of deep, dark secrets about me, does that make us better friends?
Well, I think it opens the trust, but it also comes down to, I'm not going to remember what your deepest, darkest secrets are.
I was barely listening to you for the last 10 minutes. Nor do you care.
Right. I don't need to know your deepest, darkest secrets.
Right, exactly. Hey, can we join a good conversation over a beer and have fun and maybe go to a show or two? It's a friendship.
Right. You know, and then I get home and my wife says, well, is Eric seeing anybody? I don't know. We didn't talk about that. What do you mean?
Exactly.
You didn't talk about that? You know, and all the things that's why, you know, couples go to couples things together so that the guys can talk to each other and then the girls can find out whatever facts they want to find out.
Yeah, and guys just don't care.
You know, we could sit in front of a football game and say 12 words to each other in 3.5 hours.
Right.
Go home and go, I had a great time.
Good point.
Because it's that camaraderie thing. Because we
said everything during the we said everything during the tailgate. We don't need to talk during the football game. We said it all during the tailgate.
There was a tailgate?
Well, that's the funnest part of the football game. I don't even go to the football game.
I was thinking about a football game, like even just, you know, because I watch the Stupid Bowl every year.
I don't even watch it anymore. It's dumb.
Oh, I watch. We play.
And the halftime show is so overrated. I only watch it for the
commercials.
What? The commercials have gotten worse.
Oh, I don't get a horrible. That's the only point of watching the stupid thing.
Yeah, I'm starting to watch soccer. I like soccer better, I think.
I enjoy some good real football.
Actually, I'm a college football fan, so I enjoy watching college football most of the NFL.
We talked about that before.
Yeah. Something about the camaraderie, you know, these guys are all trying to get into the make it big time, and I think the game is different, and I think coaching is different. I think the kids are in it for different reasons. I don't know. It's a different game to me. It's a different feel. I don't know.
Well, college is more interesting anyway, because they're playing for a different reason, like you said, and it's more like they're playing for fun,
right?
To enjoy the game. You're supposed to win, but you know, that's where you get your double switch behind the back thing,
triple Lindy,
whatever the goofy, crazy
flicker,
fun plays, where it's like it makes it at least interesting to watch.
No, exactly.
You know? If I'm going to watch, you know, the pros, you know, get 5 yards every time right up the middle, yawn city.
Yeah.
You know, do something spectacular.
Monkey,
exactly. Don't dance for me.
Yeah.
You know, you've been training all this time. You're just a bunch of trained monkeys. Go dance for me.
Yeah.
Entertain the masses, please.
Exactly. I can't agree with you more.
I am the masses.
You are the masses.
And, of course, when I say monkeys, I'm referring to actual monkeys.
Right. Don't get us any trouble.
Some slur towards anybody whatsoever.
I'm only people in black suits showing up my front door.
Oh, that'll be me tomorrow.
I am for a loss of words. Willie, where are you at, buddy? Why don't you give us a call in? What do you think?
Yeah, help this struggling show because ready to fall asleep standing up.
Yeah, here we go. I did it. Hello, sir.
Well, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Hey, I know that, dude.
What's the drink of choice tonight?
I am having an Oberon with a little lemonade in it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How fancy.
Would that be a Loberon?
Yeah, kind of. Or a Liberon. I don't know.
Liberon, yes.
Yeah, Liberon, maybe.
Which is different than like a Lieberman or a Leibowitz or Fawn Leibowitz.
Yes.
Do you mind if we dance with your dates?
Right.
Sorry, I totally went Animal House on you there.
Yeah. So what's going on there, Willie? What's new? What's exciting?
You
get the floor.
Nothing.
No.
We're on our show.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to determine if M&M is actually M&M. I don't know how to ask the question. Are you really M&M? It's a picture of him. The spelling's correct. I think it is. Is he really listening to us?
Yeah, if you want.
Who knows?
I don't know. Blues Bill?
Yeah. Eminem, are you here? Marshall, are you here?
Feel free to call in if you'd like to talk to us.
We are obviously in the metro area.
Yeah, we're Detroiters. So what'd you do? What'd you do over the weekend, Willie? Anything exciting?
No, just some stuff around the house.
And I
went swimming several times and, you know, cut the grass.
Okay, I'm back. Thank you. Sorry about that, boys.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Willie. I had to step out there for a second.
Gotcha.
You had to put your dad pants on.
Yeah.
No, actually the neighbor had to give me some money.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, we bought three.
You have a loan shark now?
Send your neighbor over to my place.
We bought three face cord of wood and we split it. So I paid for it, had it dumped off at my house. So he's taking care of it. So, you know, we can have bonfires and stuff in the backyard.
Oh,
sure.
Is it already split? Or you got to split it yourself.
No, it was split? Seasoned, dry, split. Just a crap load of wood dumped in my front driveway. Wow. Yeah. Well, you know, we'll see what happens.
So Willie, what defines a good friend to you? That's what we're trying to determine. You got a lot of friends you're associated with.
Yeah, I just I understand the question that was posed earlier because you know there's a lot of people that you fall off from. I don't mean that you fall away from, but you just sort of fall off from time.
Everybody gets busy and does their thing, and then you lose track.
It's like some of these people have like four kids and stuff, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, so, what happens?
You know,
what happens just, if you're the best man at a wedding, and you don't talk to that guy, but like three times in the last 30 years? Isn't that kind of weird? You're the best man at his wedding, but you don't talk to him hardly in like 20, 30 years.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I've only talked to my best man probably a couple times in the last few years. It's just,
yeah.
You know, usually when I, it's usually about this time of night or earlier, you know, I'll be like, hey, come on over and have a beer. And he's like, I can't. And so, okay, you try you next time, and that's just kind of how it goes, you know?
Right,
it's like,
right.
It's not that anybody's mad at each other. It's just,
you know. So here's a question for you, Willie. You keep doing that, asking them to come over and asking them to come over. At what point do you give up and stop asking? Or do you ever stop asking?
I don't think you stop asking. I think it's just – there's just – he's got stuff to do. Like we've been good friends for, you know, over 20 years. Let me see. God, I've probably known him 30 years now. And, and I know his life. I know the things that he has to do.
It's not like he's a
boy. Now, if I invited him over a month in advance and he had nothing going on.
Right.
You know, we probably expect to see you. But, I mean, you call somebody, you know, if you text somebody or call somebody and be like, hey, come on over tonight. You know, right. Let's have a fire. Let's have a fire and some beverages.
Right.
And they go, no, I can't. Or, you know, I'm already into something. It's like,
right.
Okay.
Do you think Facebook is kind of, you know, taking away the – that I'll put it you this way. So when I was growing up as a kid, 70s and 80s, my family was really big into hanging out. So it was always like we're going over to Aunt Judy's and Uncle Jack's to go play cards. And me and my cousin, I'd drag my bike over there, throw it in the back of the trunk. And my cousin and I would go ride around all the time. They'd play cards like 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever, blah, blah. But it happened all the time. And they just loved being together. They loved having the fun. It was all my aunts and uncles. And it was a bunch of drinking and smoking and a bunch of arguing because they couldn't figure out how to play poker. They thought they did. I think they knew how, but after like 14 beers, they all have to argue about it. But that's the way I grew up, you know? And it seems like today people just don't get together as much as they used to. And I get it. You know, you can't really have 14 beers and get behind a wheel anymore. Ramifications
Right now, obviously, nobody can be really getting together like that.
Yeah,
or at least
you can, but yeah.
But
this is still like pre-COVID stuff. Meaning, right. I just think over the last 20 years, it just seems like society's changed. Just like people just don't go out like they used to. They don't get together like they used to. But I can be wrong.
I think that is true, and I think you have obviously social media. You named one platform. There are many. If you like at our company Christmas party, all the older folks were having some beverages and joking and laughing and having a great time. And the younger people were on their phones, like you know, texting people or taking pictures. And, you know, right. And then the older guys would be like, yeah, put your damn phone down.
Right.
And it's just yes, it has changed. And then I will say that to piggyback on that is, who is the glue that holds your family together? Like, who is responsible for doing that? Now, in our household, you know, my wife lost both her parents within a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
And so when her mother died, everything sort of got directed to our house. Like, people just started looking to her. Like, her, she's from the big family.
Right.
All her brothers and sisters, like, what are we doing for Thanksgiving? What are we doing for, you know, Christmas? What are we doing for Easter?
Yep.
And, you know, at first she just kind of was like, why is everyone looking at me? And I was like, you know, I was like, the matriarch of the family is gone. The person that held it together is gone. What your family is telling you is, you are the person that holds the family together.
Right.
That's why it's being thrust upon you /
sure. Us.
And then she was like, oh, so now we just do Christmas.
Okay.
Everyone else can kind of get bent.
Yeah, right, right. Well, it's expensive. It's a big responsibility, you know?
Yeah, we have a white elephant party and do the whole thing up, and it's a lot of, you know, we used to do Halloween, but which I love, but not everyone's in the mood for that sometimes.
Right, so. Right.
See, Halloween on my street is just insanity because, you know, the people down the street, him and his wife and his kids make, for the last 15 years, would make like 3,000 Jell-O shots.
It's a lot of Jell-O shots.
They'd be making Jell-O shots for like the week, and Jell-O and pudding, the entire week before Halloween, making all these shots. And it was, you know, bonfire in the driveway in front of their house. He's got one of those rolling fire pits in front of the house. And here's treats for the kids, Jell-O shots for the adults. Best neighborhood ever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a couple of parties, but we live in a neighborhood. But I've had one trick or treater in 7 years.
Really?
You're kidding me.
Nope.
That's it?
Yep. I haven't bought candy in like 4 or 5 years.
Do they like you?
Are there kids that live in the neighborhood?
Yeah, they don't go out. And we don't. It's
you live in
that's the other crazy thing.
Neighborhood.
It's more of like. No, it's a very eclectic sub. There's no sidewalks, and it's a little rural-ish. It's very mixed community, and I think some of the folks around here just don't do Halloween.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen a lot more of it going to like block parties now. People are getting together for block parties where they know everybody and kids can kind of play together and get dressed up and, you know, whatever, burn the neighbor's garbage can down or whatever. But
yeah, well, and then
and there's the skunk.
Lisa would take our daughter out, and she would, oddly enough, go to my mom's neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We can all remember going out. I remember for Halloween having the pillowcase and going out for what, 2, 3, 4 hours and coming back with literally a half a pillowcase full of candy. And, you know, you dump it on your bed and head back out again. It was pretty crazy back then.
Absolutely.
Times are changing.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, but I don't know. What's the other topic we had for tonight, Bill?
Why is there a skunk in my backyard?
Yeah. Is there one?
Yeah. Shine a flashlight on it right now.
Really? Yeah, light chases them away, so.
Yeah. Well, the little son of a bitch has been eating my the bulbs from all my flowers I planted in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have a light bright enough, so I'm just standing out here shining a light in his face. He's not really happy with me.
You I got a night.
Well, you'll know when he's really unhappy with you.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. I'm at a safe enough distance at this point.
I got a 9 millimeter if you want it.
I would very much like to use that right now.
18 shot, 9mm.
Wow. Yeah, although I'm not allowed to discharge those type of things here.
You're not rural.
Do you have
a pellet gun? Would be nice.
Yeah, but what are your garbage cans like?
He's not in them yet. If that's what you're asking.
Is that where it goes?
No, not at all. He just sticks around the backyard.
Skunks get into plants. They nose their way into plants and they eat plants. Like flowery plants.
Occasionally we get one in the backyard and my wife will say, hurry up and bring the dogs in. I think I smell a skunk, and I'm like, okay.
Right.
We don't have any, there's nothing to eat in the backyard. I have it all ripped out.
Oh.
It's just shrubbery.
Shrubbery.
Bring me a shrubbery.
How can a 5-ounce swallow carry a 1-pound coconut? Well, maybe an African swallow. Something like that. I don't remember the whole thing. Huh?
Oh, I do, but I'm not going to tell you right now because I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
So I'm at a loss, and you know, I hate to be a pooper of parties.
Because just start. We're only 41 minutes in, Bill. We got 20 more minutes to fill. Don't be cashing out now.
What was the other thing you were going to talk about?
It was being politically correct.
Well, I'm not.
You want to talk about that? No.
No, I'm not politically correct.
Well, how about this? How about we give it to our?
I'm factually correct.
How about we give it to our give it to Willie and see what maybe he might want to talk about.
Oh,
anything you might want to talk about?
As far as a topic?
Yeah, you pick anything you want.
Oh, God.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Well, I think Bill's getting ready to catch out or go chase the skunk. I don't know what he's going to do.
Well, that's fine. You and I can talk, E.
Yeah.
Yeah. You two take care of the rest of
the
Where the Hell is Bill show.
No, listen. And you're not crapping out on me now. It's Where the Hell is Bill show. Episode 15. We're here. It's now. You're part of this. Not here. You don't have poopy pants or nothing, do you?
No. I
mean, Duke, Earl.
That would be.
Nothing can stop the Duke of Earl.
I get it. Oh, yeah, I get it.
All right. What do you think there, Will? You got any topics you want to talk about? We're touching on the idea of being politically correct and how it's changed over the years and what you can say, what you can't say. You know, I don't know. It seems like everything's got a new name these days. I think we talked about this in the last episode. Instead of calling a dog or a cat, by a dog or a cat, you call them fur babies now. It's like, I don't know why everything's got to have like a twist to it, you know? It's like, oh, my poor fur baby. It's like, I don't care.
There's a few things with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with chasing out bad ideas and replacing them with good ones. But because I know, because I have friends like this, that there's constant change when there's no need to change anything. And I don't know if that comes from anxiety or something within. But as far as general society goes, some people just need to relax.
Yeah.
If people want to be heard and I want to be treated equally, it's like, well, equal means equal. It doesn't mean special.
Right.
And I think the way you go about that is by just allowing people their individual freedom and allow them to, it means you get to live your life in peace without being harassed.
Yeah.
So if you're one of these new genders or whatnot, it's a, you know, hey, I have a right to be heard. Yes, you do. Go live your life in peace. It's like telling your kid who to love. You know, if they're gay, it's like just
right.
be a good person. Well, and you know, don't hurt anybody. So, I think you just leave it at that. But
and Willie, that's easy for you and I to say, because we are people that accept people for who they are. But there's a very large contingency of this planet that will not accept people for what they are.
Well, but you're always going to have that. You're always going to have, there's always going to be some type of discrimination, whether it's ageism or sexism or gender. Right.
But the law should protect.
You're not going. All of them. And it does. It does. There's a law for everything.
Yeah, and it just seems to me that there isn't enough enforcement of it or willingness to enforce a lot of this stuff, because some of the people in power are some of these same nut jobs who say, oh, well, you know, my book says you're not supposed to do this and you're going to go to hell because you're doing this. And you know what?
What about discipline your kid? That's gotten like out of control. Like, you can't even touch your kid these days and go to jail. It's like, you know, when I did something wrong, my ass got whooped, but I never did it again. I'm still somewhat normal, I think. There's probably an argument there somewhere.
It's probably how we got where we are today is just by looking around the country right now, it looks like timeout didn't work.
Yeah. I think
timeout's not working.
Go Ed. Ed, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. This is Chris. I'm a friend of Bill's.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. Let
it rip.
I had to call in because when Bill was threatening to leave, I thought, okay, well, this is a good time to tell stories about him. So,
please do it.
So, yeah.
I tried to get him to leave, but Eric wouldn't let him.
Yeah. That's a shame.
He's not bailing on my podcast tonight.
Chris, did you hear the part about the very few people that I would accept the call for at 3 a.m. in order to bail him out of jail?
No, I didn't hear that, but
Eric and Willie, this is one of them right here, Chris.
All right. Yeah.
How you doing, Chris?
Not bad. How you guys doing? Nice to meet you.
Doing all right.
Nice to meet you. So tell us some good stories about Bill. Some good juicy ones.
Oh, God. Well.
Well, you call
Make it count. Make it count.
Are we going to talk?
I can tell you the one about that I always tell my kids. because they know Bill is Uncle Bill, right?
Yeah.
And
Bill's crazy.
To preface this, we got to talk a little bit about, because we went to high school together. We went to a Catholic high school. I'm not going to name it right now because
it's a rival of these two other guys, by the way, Chris.
Oh, really?
Yeah, these two guys went to high school together at one of our rivals. And we'll just leave it at that.
We're blue and white.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Yeah, because you never know. Sometimes it provokes a strong reaction.
Theirs is purple.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
But you guys know what it's like to have, like, certain religion teachers?
Yeah.
You know? Actually, I wasn't in this class. I got spared. But for some reason, Bill was in there. And
he wanted to
try to teach me religion.
Yeah. Well, some of her technique of teaching religion was it your class that she showed the pictures of the abortions? Is that it?
Like, I don't
know. She had a slideshow?
If she did, I don't remember it. I don't think it was one of mine.
Yeah. But anyway, back to Bill. Bill had
live natural childbirth or?
No, it was pictures that she was trying to discourage us from having sex. That was the whole thing. So she was trying to show pictures of abortions and crap.
Bill was having wasn't getting anybody pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. And you could tell we took that class real seriously, right, Bill?
I abstain from answering any further questions.
Yeah,
I plead the fifth.
Exactly.
Well, he learned what abstain meant.
Yeah, not even close, man. Anyway,
abstain has nothing to do with your sheets.
Yeah, he had. I tell my kids this story all the time because he had one of those close to a half a flock of seagull hairdo. It came down over the eyes, right? Or one eye.
Yeah.
And he managed to tape a cheat sheet for religion up in that heart or that part of his hair.
Get out of here.
No, it was and he actually got away with it too.
But here's the best part. The hair was so thick and it hung right in front of my eye.
Yeah.
It was the Ian McCullough look, right? Hair on one side dropping down in front of the eye, and it was so thick, and I was so nearsighted. Took the contact lens out of that eyeball, and I could just lean forward.
Oh, I forgot about the contact lenses. That's right.
Yeah, I could just lean forward and bring the cheat sheet into focus. I wrote so minuscule. I mean,
that is I just want a golf class
smaller than 6 point.
Yeah,
that is such a. I mean that took some preparation.
Yeah,
was it a preparation? Was it a guy, like, in ingenuity.
Was it the guy from Kajagoogoo? The guy from Kajagoogoo?
Yeah, the guy from Kajagoogoo. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's big. That's huge, Bill. I didn't see some pictures of you with that hairdo.
Yeah, I never did the flock of seagulls thing.
No.
Although, I don't know if you remember this one, Chris, but I was dating that one girl probably a couple months before I met Sue, and she was a hairdresser. We went out for Halloween. She dressed me up, did my hair exactly like that Robert Smith poster.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Gave me the red lips and the white face.
Yeah.
I mean...
Oh, Bill, I think that's when you were in Ferndale.
That's yeah, exactly. I was in Ferndale.
I was out with you that night.
Yeah, that's right. And then didn't we proceed to go to every single hick bar that had,
yes.
No one understood what the hell I was?
Nope, except for me, because I think I was a farmer.
Yeah. All y'all dressed up like farmers.
Farmer and the guy from Kajagoogoo.
No, The Cure.
The Cure. Yeah, Robert Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah, that was a good one.
So, Chris, how do you define a good friend? In so much as...
is Bill a good friend?
Go away for what? I don't know.
Well, yeah.
you're not being recorded, so be honest.
No, Bill's... I mean, they're there when you're at your lowest, you know?
Yeah.
And not only when you're highest, but you're lowest. And you know that if you have a body to bury, then they're the one you can call, you know?
Right, right.
There was a point, you know, when my first marriage was over, really. But we won't say much about Max because, you know, she had some mental problems and she ended up hooking up with a guy who had some alcohol problems, and she ended up endangering my kids at one point. So who did I call? I called Bill for backup, you know, because I had to go get him.
Oh, so, I remember that part.
And he was right there, you know? He was right there. So it's like, yeah, and that's one of the benefits of that kind of life event or whatever, is you get to find out who your friends are and who you can count on and who you can, you know. And I consider, you know, Bill and his wife, who, you know, we love to tease Bill all the time, especially by the way he cries at movies.
Hey.
Ask Sue about that one. But, yeah, you know, they were there for me, you know, it was, you know, it was a privilege. It really was a privilege. You know, who would have thought sitting next to a guy in French class in freaking ninth grade would lead to such a lifelong friendship, you know?
Yeah.
Good story. Fred Flintstone, that's what he looked like.
Yeah, our French teacher looked just like Fred Flintstone. We won't list his actual name, but... He was a great guy, but he totally had the Fred Flintstone look.
I didn't realize he was a good friend of my dad's until afterwards.
Well, so, your dad knows everybody.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Especially your dad was amazing, school. But, you know, that's a whole different story. But, no, I thought you were actually going to talk about the story. I'd forgotten about the whole thing where we had to go get the kids. That was late at night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'd forgotten about that story, but I was thinking about the one where you asked me to write a letter to get custody.
Oh yeah,
I forgot about
that. Yeah, that was an interesting one too. But to make it a light, here's a better story. All right, you want to know who introduced Bill into Scottish whiskey?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
or
that's
the
his fault.
Single malt, I should say.
That's you.
Yeah. my family, right?
Your so, dad, it was Scapa.
Yeah.
I remember it too.
But,
was that at your wedding? Your first wedding? Your ninth wedding? Which one? I'm kidding.
Yeah, my ninth wedding. No, I'm only on number two so far. I was going to tell the story about when you brought that freaking videotape over my parents.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, let me set this up.
All right, go ahead.
You can fill in the blanks because... I told this wrong at your dad's funeral. So you can tell it correctly now. But so having grown up with Chris as long as I have, we do the Memorial and Labor Day golf outing with his family. I'm the only one who was not married into the family and or born into the family who's allowed to go on this, right? So I feel special, right? Well, I've been traveling for so long, and I really developed a taste for a lot of good scotches, and it was his dad's fault. And so the one place in Maryland that I kept going to, the guy's like, hey, you buy this bottle, and I'll give you this. It comes with a videotape on how to taste all these different scotches. I'm like, yeah, that's just what I need is more training.
Yeah, dumbass. There's a whole process involved in this.
I mean, oh, my God, it's ridiculous. It's, so
yeah,
I get
yeah.
this videotape, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take it with me when we do the golf outing thing, and I'll bring a bottle with me. Did I bring a bottle? I don't even know.
No, there were plenty of bottles there, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah, so I get there, and we do the golf, and we have a great time, and then it's sitting around having scotch afterwards, and I pull out the tape, and your dad's like, oh, yeah, we're watching this, and then you can take over because I forgot the rest. I got hammered.
Well, yeah, he got hammered. I still had to drive, and I think I was single at the time, so there was no way I was drunk driving. I didn't want to lose custody at that point.
Right.
So I'm watching these guys get completely like lit, you know, just three sheets to the wind. And this is like, it's not just.
No, well, these guys are, Chris.
Yeah, it's my father, who's roughly in his 60s at that point. My father, one of my father's brothers, and his two brother-in-laws, you know, which are my mother's from Scotland. So her brothers are, you know, like straight off the boat, Scotsman, right?
Hey, pants, mirror. They still have accents.
And yeah, yeah.
They're basically, accent, if you cut them, they wear the kilt.
Well, I got married in the kilt.
Oh, gotcha.
So, love bagpipes. Yeah, they're great except at a funeral.
Right,
they make you cry.
So,
I would cry.
Four old guys are watching this video, and we're all
four old guys
plus Bill. Various different, you know, and yeah.
And
you abandoned me because you wanted to stay sober and whatever.
Yeah. And well, they were kind of rivals at golf. You know, my dad's brother and my mom's oldest brother, they're kind of rivals. You know, so this is they're always on different on the opposite teams when we golf against each other. So they're sitting there drinking and they're drinking and they're drinking and they get you know and I'm thinking, all right, this cannot end well. So next thing you know, both the two of them, these men that are plus or 65 plus, are in, they end up giving each other a hug, and it turns into a wrestling match.
Sounds like my family.
Oh my God, it was freaking hilarious! And they got up and they were just you know they were all happy and you know like whatever. It started off something like, you know, I'm really fond of you. I'm really fond of you too. It was like something out of freaking Looney Tunes or something, you know. Anyway, so they end up, and the next day, you know, they're asking how they got all these fucking rug burns. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I dropped an F-bomb there.
It's all right. You can do it. You can do it on the podcast.
Okay, cool. We're fully explicit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about the rules here.
You can drop F-bombs.
The rule is just talk.
So anyway.
Embarrassing.
Talk freely.
Yeah, they were Bill nearly got banned from the next golf outing
because I was
Bill
because of the infamous whiskey tape. Oh my God, the whiskey tape did get banned.
Yeah,
that was for sure.
Did it stay at your dad's house?
I thought you took it home.
Okay, I thought you took it home. But I may have.
Yeah. So it was an actual whiskey video.
Yeah,
yeah, it's Michael Jackson.
No relation.
So what does what does this video tell you? Like how to sample and
how to get the best flavor out of it?
Right.
Yeah, there's like a
let it breathe.
Like a how-to and informative kind of thing.
Yeah, there's like
a you know analogy it, too. Because it sounds like it came from some CD party store, and the guy might have slapped on some like. you know, like some porno from 1971.
Yeah, right, right.
And you ended up pulling it out at the family outing.
Yeah.
No,
that sounds like.
But that's where my depraved brain took it, so I'm sorry.
Hey, no. The hedgehog is being sued. You guys, you hear about that?
I did.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, poor guy.
It didn't happen this time.
No. Right, right, right.
It didn't sound like it could have happened.
Well, I didn't say it didn't. I'm just saying it wasn't that time.
There was a picture of him. He looked like Anakin Skywalker, or you know, the Darth Vader without his helmet on. Yeah.
So, Bill, do you still partake in this outing every year, Bill?
We haven't done it. Well, because your dad was the center point piece to that.
See, yeah, he was the patriarch.
Yeah, you were talking about that earlier. That's exactly right. I mean, he was the one that kind of organized it. And but then one of my uncles had a stroke, and I don't think they really had the heart to go golfing without him.
Yeah, so, I got you.
It was kind of
It was one of those things where the last thing you wanted to do, because I mean that he loved just loved golf.
Yeah,
insanely. Didn't he make clubs?
He made clubs. He actually owned a golf store for a little while, and you know, he's a guy who he got tickets to the Masters like every other year or something like that. I mean, he was just he's
so a little
fanatic.
Bit into the game.
Yeah. So
just a little bit.
Yeah, and he just passed away in March, right before everything shut down.
Oh wow!
So yeah,
was I there? I asked the question before I even think about it.
No, sure actually, we figured you shouldn't come because it was Friday after the governor shut everything down.
Oh, okay.
And so that Saturday was the last funeral that place did before the whole thing. So,
well,
I'm glad you got to have it though.
Yeah, it was good.
I've got a few people that have not been able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not be able to say goodbye correctly.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is.
However you want to. You know.
Yeah, it's I know some people from work that, you know, that I used to work with that are gone now. And it's like they had the funerals were like, okay, we can have 10 people here, that's it. So so you just you gotta use Facebook or whatever to try and pay your respects and just say, hey.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's strange days.
You know, I want to say something, kind of get off the subject, but getting back on Bill cheating with his hair. I want to tell you guys a story really quick.
Wait, cheating with his hair or cheating on his hair?
Well, I guess it depends how you look at it, right?
The answer to that is yes.
So this was college, my last semester. I needed to pass this class to graduate. If I didn't pass this class, I had to come back the next year to take the class again or next semester. So I was like I was taking a full load. I think I had 15 credits and I was like spent and I didn't have enough time to study. And I was running like a C average in this class. It was chemistry. And so I'm like, how am I? I'm sitting there like two, three nights before the final exam, and I'm like, how am I going to pass this thing? I haven't had time to study, blah, blah, blah. And this is back when pagers were popular. So I'm sitting there, so I'm like, it pops into my head that, okay, our whole test is done on Scantron, and there's usually 25 questions for every exam. And I'm like, if I can just get somebody to go to a so what this guy would do, I got to be careful what I say here, is he would post the answers on the board outside the hallway about halfway through the exam. So I needed somebody to sit there after he posted the answers so they could write them down. In other words, for every A, it was a 1. For every B, it was a 2. For every 3, it was a C. For every, 4, it was a D. And what I did is I found somebody.
This is genius.
Yes, it's such a weird story. So I found somebody to do this. And what they did is they sat in front on the floor, pretend like they were studying. The teacher came out, posted the answers. waited a few minutes, went up, wrote all the answers down, went to a payphone, and beeped myself and my friend all the answers. And I think on a pager, you could only beep, it was 9 at a time.
Yeah, 9 so, digits.
Yeah, they beeped us twice for, so they beeped us, you know, twice for the first person, twice for me, and they didn't beep us again. So it was up to us to fill in the rest of the, however many was left, 7 that was left or whatever. But I ended up getting a B in that class because I aced the final. And it's funny. So
that's hilarious.
I didn't have a beeper at the time. So my buddy had to borrow one. And we all, there's a big group of people that we all knew. So I'm at my buddy's house in Plymouth, and we're all sitting around for a party one day, drinking, you know, having whatever. And this guy, and I knew who he was, but I just didn't know him. But I knew who he was, and he was kind of connected to a few people. He starts telling everybody the story. It's like, hey, you guys got to hear this story. It's like, my buddy of mine borrowed my beeper, and it's for this like test in school, because you know they didn't study or whatever, blah blah. And I'm sitting there like, shit, he's talking about me. And I'm like, so come to find out, I cut him off and I told him the whole story, and it's like, I don't know, but yeah, so we got beeped all the answers to the test, and we ended up. Yeah, that was.
I think that's the best cheat story I've ever heard.
I swear to God, that is. I don't think I could have done it better. And if I wouldn't have got those answers beeped to me, I'd probably still be at the
well. Class. You know the shit thing about some of those courses at college is sometimes they only offer them once a year.
Yeah.
Right. So it could have been.
You dying over there?
No, oh, I'm dying over there.
Could have been the spring semester. You could have waited a whole year.
Yeah.
that's rough.
It was the chemistry class.
Eric, that's you? Oh, see, God's getting you.
I know. That was a chemistry class. I passed the labs, but I was on borderline. I knew if I didn't pass the final, I wasn't going to pass the class. And I was concentrating on accounting and everything else that I had. And I'm like, I got to figure out a way to do this. And it worked. It'll probably come back to haunt me. But anyways.
Oh, man. Well, I wish I could tell this story about Bill, but it was another guy that was in our senior class that he got caught cheating for pre-calc. Right? He was in like a later class, and he got the answers from us. Like, we were in the first class, so we gave him the answers. Well, the teacher knew he was doing this shit, so he ended up changing them all around. And he totally bombed like this exam, and he got called into the office, and he was about to get kicked out of school. And he said, listen, if you do well in the final, then I'll let you pass. So this guy's panicking. He doesn't know anything about math. He's completely math, whatever, handicapped.
Illiterate.
Yeah, math illiterate.
Handicapped is good.
So he ends up getting
math illegible.
He ends up getting one of our friends who's like pre-engineering or whatever, and he takes a test right next to him. But they have this signal system, whereas if you put your one hand up to your temple, that's an A. Two hands up is a B. Both hands on the table is a C, and then hands in your lap is a D. Right. So he's going through this whole system, and it's like, you know, they get to a certain point in the exam, and he's like, wait, what number is it?
Lost count.
They completely lost the number. So they're talking back and forth. And I thought for sure he was going to get kicked out, but he ended up passing. So
God, what if they had the double whammy on the Scantron, like AB or AE?
Yeah. Would have been screwed. He would have been screwed. He was lucky that teacher was kind of lazy. So
what does yellow light mean? Slow down.
All right, Jim.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, good cheating story.
Let's hope
story,
this isn't right? habit forming.
Good God.
For those of you who are listening, the three of you who are not related to us, that actually is a reference to Taxi. Taxi was this TV show in the 70s. which was hilarious.
And oh, yeah.
the Penguin was the guy in charge of the taxi cab place.
Yeah, Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
For those, so as I'm building up to it, the Penguin was a character in the Batman movies in the 80s. Let's see if we can get this to relevance in 2020. I don't have enough time for that, nor the energy. What were you going to say?
Do you guys think that All in the Family could actually be put on the air today? Archie Bunker and Edith.
Okay, how about Blazing
Saddles? I think they should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they really pushed the boundaries back then.
Or some of the Saturday Night Live skits, like with Chevy Chase.
Right,
Oh my God.
And what
Richard
was the
Pryor?
What's the guy that was on all the time? Morris.
Oh, Garrett Morris. Yeah.
Yes. And where, you know, he's like, okay, he's doing the job interview. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? And he's like, he goes, spade. He goes, honky.
Right.
And he goes, monkey. And he goes, honky.
And he ends up saying, dead honky.
Yeah. And then he goes, dead honky. Yeah. And then he said the terrible word and he goes, dead honky. You know, and he says something else. He goes, cracker.
It's even when South Park. Remember when South Park came out and they had not Jeopardy, but Wheel of Fortune. The people that bother you. Did you guys see that?
I don't think I saw that one.
No,
oh, come on.
You talked about this last time.
I did. Well, yeah. Apparently, two of them didn't hear. So the South Park goes on to Wheel of Fortune, and there's like one word that comes up that you're supposed to whatever. And the hint is people that annoy you or bother you or something like that. And it's – I don't know if I can even say it, but it's N blank G-G-E-R-S.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it's like you're talking about pushing the boundaries, and it ended up being naggers. But everybody else is obviously thinking something else.
Yes.
They pan over to this black camera guy, and it's like, you know – I don't know. You'd have to watch. If you go to YouTube and type it in, it'll be on there. But I'm geez, talking about politically incorrect.
I mean, the thing about South Park is nobody was absolved or
nobody was spared.
Nobody was immune or spared from from their snark.
They were equal opportunity offenders.
Oh, they got everybody.
Right. Right.
They got everybody.
Right.
All the way down to the sweaty balls.
Yeah. Right. Sweaty chocolate balls.
Yeah.
That's what you should be.
My favorite is the Scientology ones. And I love the fact that it cheesed off the Scientologists.
Oh, big time.
And Tom Cruise won't come out of the closet.
How could you not think that's hilarious? I don't care. Whatever. It's just have you seen Tom Cruise?
Those guys are like, I know, right? And that movie, Top Gun Maverick, comes out in December of this year.
Right.
Yeah, I hope it bombs.
Oh, my God.
Only because I just want him to get his toast. I want him to just, somehow.
No.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Did the first Top Gun have that many gay undertones?
Have what, Eric?
He said, did the first Top Gun have that many gay undertones? You guys ever watch that? I mean,
you know what? Somebody else just brought this up not too long ago. I never really recalled any of that, but people were like, oh, yeah, the locker room scene, the volleyballs, the volleyball scene.
They're all posing a certain way and giving like these kind of looks, and you could be my wingman, I'll be yours. And it's kind of like, what the hell are they talking about?
I think I was 15 or 16 when I saw it. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, I think it was 86 when it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good flick, though.
Yeah.
It was a good
flick.
Bill, you still got to go?
They were Navy pilots. I mean, what did you expect?
Oh, he's not going to dare leave now.
I gotta defend myself.
Damn straight.
You can hold it. You can hold it.
I know where the bodies are buried. No,
I'm watching the skunks, man.
Ah, yes.
I'm 25 yards away.
Uh oh.
Ooh.
I could throw a baseball and hit him.
Send Sherman out after him.
No.
That sounds like a that sounds like a horrible idea.
That's what friends are for, right?
Right.
You come over, Chris, and I'll throw you at them.
You die near Bill Sherman.
Yeah, is it a tank?
No, it's not. Night. It's not Bill's dog. It's Sue's dog.
Oh, Sue's dog.
I'm sorry. He's the dog that resides in my house.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It's the dog that lives there.
Yeah. The dog and I are roommates.
Yeah.
We tolerate each other.
Oh.
I buy him all his food, and he poops on my lawn for me.
And he still doesn't like you.
So he's a bad roommate.
That is not an equal relationship.
No, but he makes my wife happy, usually.
Happy wife, happy life?
Right. Well, you know, and she wanted a dog. She got that dog. She's happy with that dog. The dog hates my guts.
The dog listens to Sue under her breath.
Right.
When they had that son of a bitch, is he back?
Yeah. That's his car, god damn it.
I know it's him. I can smell him. He smells like mid-grade scotch.
Are you guys at my living room? Are you in my living room? We could be. I mean, this was 5 minutes before the show went on. It was basically that. You guys are at my house, aren't you?
Yeah. I've been there enough times. Yeah.
Close your shades.
No, next time. He's a Maltese poodle mix, so he's a tiny yappy dog.
Oh,
yeah.
And tiny yappy dogs like that tend to gravitate towards one individual in the household.
It's not you.
It is definitely not me. Well, and we got the dog while I was traveling, so
yeah,
the dog and I never really got a chance to bond. And we're never going to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You came back one day, and it was there, and it was like, this is my house. And you were like,
No,
this is my house.
I'm like, okay, go ahead. Pick up the pen with your non-opposable thumb and go ahead and write the check for the mortgage.
Exactly.
Your little Parkinson.
That's we have a big dog that we got when we first moved in.
Did it come with
us? No, we got it afterwards, and it was not a signing bonus. Right. And then we got a beagle about a year later. It was a Christmas gift.
Oh.
From our daughter's aunt, which
a
dog for Christmas
is that a regift?
For all four or five people listening, a dog for Christmas is not a gift when it's a surprise. Right.
Did it come in a box?
No, they went over to the other side of the family's house and came back with a dog. And I was like, what the hell is this? That's our new dog. And I was like, we have a dog.
We already have one of those.
Your other new dog.
Now we have two dogs. And so anyway, so the dog we had first, who's a Newfoundland, and she's quite large.
Oh yeah. It's a small dog.
She's not really fond of the beagle because this is her house and it was hers first, and she doesn't really like sharing it.
Right.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, they'll sleep on each other sometimes after they get done like pawing at each other and slapping the hell out of each other. But
yeah.
is it a typical beagle? Like, does she make a lot of noise? Yeah, like a barker?
No.
She's going to howl a little bit.
Because, if it's dark out now, if she had been out this whole time, she would have been howling because she would have been by herself.
Okay.
And she doesn't like that. But other than that, no, she doesn't. If she barks, I know something's going on. So it's a pretty good warning signal.
So when you're given a dog as a gift, I mean, what kind of goes through your head? You know, it's like, oh, I think they might like a beagle. Yeah, let's get them a beagle.
Well, they had a litter, and then we're like pawning them off on people. Oh, here, you know, you have a little kid. Yeah. Take this for Christmas. And I was like,
yeah, that's a tough one.
So I guess on the note of friendship, you know, that's a different kind of friendship, right? I mean, it's
yeah, friendship for life.
Yeah. So, except for in Bill's case.
What do you think, Bill? You still there?
Yeah, I'm. Just what I miss? I was looking at something.
What are you looking at? National Geographic's?
No, texts.
Ah, those Indonesia versions really get you.
Yeah. You know, ooh, like to see some of those.
Chris.
What's up, man?
This is the funny dynamic.
Okay.
Because when it's me and Eric, it's equal opportunity ribbing against each other, and it's fun. And we get really thrown in there. And then the three of us, it's equal opportunity. Well, now that there's a fourth individual there who knows stuff,
right.
Apparently now it is a feast day to pile on.
That's what I do, Bill. That's what I do. I drink and I know things.
What a life.
I drink Damn and I know street. Things. I have to write that down.
Well,
I would write that down, except my brainy parts are melting.
Lovely.
No, it's my thinky parts are melting right now.
Well, you guys want to wrap this up?
Yes, dear.
All right. Well, hey guys, thanks for being a part of our podcast tonight. Low Standards Boars. I think it's fitting. We got some good information on Bill today.
Oh God.
Definitely lightened it up a little bit. Bill's topics were religion and politics, and I said no, it was a little bit heavy. So I'm glad you guys came on and lighten it up a little bit. It's nice. That's
yeah. I'll love to do it again. Anytime you need more
lightness. Well, hey, 9 o'clock next Sunday. Feel free to jump right back on. Now we know who you are.
All right.
So, all right.
Great.
You get to hear some more Bill stories.
Bill's typing in. No.
Don't listen to him.
Yeah. Really? Just ask him about Shallow Hal next time too.
No, you can. You can tell us all about it next Sunday. Make sure and jump on. Yeah, make sure we'll jump on.
If I may say so, Willie, it actually goes, no, fuck no.
No, this is true. This is true.
And that's a throwback that Willie and I both know.
Yes.
That's college thing. Anyway, go ahead and wrap it up, Eric.
No, I think you're sure the host, Bill. So, why don't you wrap it up since you were ready to crap out like 40 minutes in.
Why don't you like literally two weasels so they don't interrupt us.
All right. Well, hey, Willie, Chris, thanks for coming on our podcast.
Oh,
we do.
Definitely lighted it up, and we had a lot of fun. So,
if you guys are bored
next Sunday, come on board, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. See you. Nice meeting you.
Okay, right, nice meeting you too. Take care. All right. Bye.
All right, see you guys.
Bye.
All right. Bill? So, this is the end of this. And that's been Eric.
That's been Bill.
And as far as we can tell, this was low standards and pores.
Although
our standards are lower than our pores. If you feel like talking over me, you're more than welcome to.
I want to give a shout out to my friend Jeff at Rec House Ramblings podcast. Yeah. Listen to him. He's very informative. Great storyteller, has a lot of good information. Listen to him. And also Nonsense Password. Give him a listen. Very entertaining and much different than ours. He's our mentor. So give it a shout.
He's a lot of fun. It's a crazy show.
All right. Bill, get down with your night. Kiss your wife. And I'll talk to you during the week, and we'll get something ramped up.
You said that, Eric, because I wasn't going to. Now that you said it, now I'm going to. Thanks.
All right, good.
I needed the reminder.
Yeah, I wanted to remind you.
Yeah. All right. This is the part where you hang up on me.
Yeah, you certainly will. Thanks for being a part of our show.
Talk to you later, babe.
All right. See you. Bye. All right, bye.
Rock on.
Rock on.